Joe McKenzie. Good morning. Thank you so much for checking us out. Hey, coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. That's in about 15 minutes here on Radio Now. I'm gonna get this frog out of my throat real quick.
You okay?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Happy Friday. We have made it. We have a busy weekend ahead. It's gonna be awesome.
Liv the Web Girl saw this story and kind of wanted to bring it up. And after she shares it, we'd like to hear you jump in the conversation. What you think? Maybe you actually were one of these people. 833-563-2539. And is this kind of about shaming the other girl you were saying?
Yes, it is. It's basically shaming kind of the other woman. So this all started because I saw something on Instagram. And I'm going to post what I saw up on our Instagram story at Joe and Mackenzie, so you guys can take a look at it. But basically, this girl tweeted and said, bruh, I got cheated on with this. And like two dead skulls. So basically meaning like, I'm dead. I can't believe I got cheated on with this. And posted two pictures of this woman from behind, basically saying like, she's not cute. Like, can you believe this? Like, she's gross. And like, that's who he cheated on me with.
And it's just like a girl, what, in her driveway with shorts on.
Yeah, she has jean shorts on and like just a hair in a ponytail and just like a kind of like frumpy t-shirt, whatever. So then another girl retweeted it and said, I'm pretty sure he cheated on you. Shaming her isn't cute. When will you girls learn to blame your man? And there were a ton of replies to this. People going back and forth saying, you know, she can shame whoever she wants. She got cheated on. And then people being like, why are we putting the blame on her? It was the boy that cheated. All of this stuff. And so I thought it was very interesting. And I take the side personally of, yeah, why are you shaming her? I'm sorry, but she's not involved in your relationship. She doesn't even know you. Now, if the girl that your boyfriend or your husband cheated on you with, if she is a friend or you do know her, then yes, you can put blame on her. But if this is just a random woman, I am sorry. Why are you involving this random chick? Don't you have bigger things and bigger fish to fry with your man that betrayed you? This girl does not know you. Why are you even talking about her?
And she probably didn't even know, because, you know, obviously sometimes people lie or they don't bring up that they have someone else. So there is a chance that the other woman might not even know that this dude has somebody else.
833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. That's an interesting point. And I guess to piggyback off of what you're saying, Liv, yeah, it's definitely between the original two people who were in the original relationship. But then I guess you kind of have all these different layers peel back on the onion. And if you are the side chick or side dude and you know that they're in a relationship, it's definitely on you 100%, and you should be called out just as much.
I don't think so.
You're an active participant. Unless somebody violated you, then you call the cops. You're an active participant in that relationship, whether it's physical, emotional, both, whatever it might be. You know what you're doing, and you're selfish. You want that person too.
But here's the thing. Even if they do know, that person is not a good person. That person is probably a bad person. Karma is going to get them. You know, they're a bad person. Something's going to happen to them. It is not your responsibility to get into this random person's life when you have enough to deal with your own relationship.
I will say, it's human nature, though, and this is just how it is. If your man or your woman cheats on you, you want to see who they stepped out with.
Of course.
And it is, and this is just how it is. Usually, most cases, if the person is not as bad as you, it makes you feel better. Like, that person is like a downgrade from you, and it doesn't matter because that person still stepped out, and it matters. But I'm just saying, in human nature, it makes you feel better.
Right. that's not the quite. It does make you feel better. 1,000%. And yeah. I have been cheated on by almost every single one of my boyfriends.
That's why it's so passionate to you.
Yes. And I've had the restraint to not go after the girl that did it. Now, here's the thing.
After the girls, too, though, because they knew.
But here's the thing. Why? I have enough to deal with my boyfriend.
Because some of them, real quick, not to be mean, wasn't one of them your friend?
Two of them were my friends.
That shame on them, Liv. You should have given them just as much.
Okay.
They knew.
The first time my best friend hooked up with my boyfriend at the time, I did. I cut her off. I said, you know what? My hands are clean of you. Bye. Okay? That is not a friend I want in my life because she was a toxic person. I could have foreshadowed this happening. And with my boyfriend, I dealt with what things and what was going to happen there. The second time, I was like, girl, she made a mistake. It's not, she's not a terrible person. She just made a bad choice. It was a one-time thing. But girls that I don't know that it happened with, I don't know them. They're none of my business. I don't care. I don't want anything to do with you. You're a bad person. Let me deal with my relationship and my man.
I get what you're saying. All because right. that your man or your woman, whatever, was the one that's made the commitment to be with you.
Let's get some phone calls in just 1 second. 833-563-2539. Is it fair to blame the side piece, the side girl, or the side guy? We also have this up on our Instagram story, so go follow us right now. It is Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie, and Liv the Web Girl found this. We actually have shared this on our IG story, Joe Mackenzie. We're talking to you right now at 833-563-2539. A girl posted a photo. I'm like, can't believe this, bro. Like, this is who my guy cheated on me with, and I guess the girl apparently didn't look good to her. Didn't look that great. And we're kind of wondering, is it fair to shame or blame the other girl or the other guy? Let's be equal opportunity. Women cheat too in that situation. 833-563-2539. Kaylee, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so I have been the other girl. I had no idea. I thought I was dating this really sweet guy, that it was going to turn into something. And then I found out he was engaged.
Ouch.
And I had no idea. I really didn't. And the girl was so kind to me. She was like, we both got taken advantage of. We both got ripped off. And that's how it should be. Because when you blame the other woman, you're basically telling the man he did nothing wrong.
Yes.
So yes.
Are you two now dating or what's going on with you two?
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Oh, no. Gross. They got back together.
Oh, they did. I'm so glad that that
yeah,
woman
was
power. Emotionally mature to be like, hey, and that you didn't know, because if you're duped, I mean, you don't know.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing, too, in this thing. You know, if we are blaming the other woman, we are taking away the full blame that is on the person that committed to you. And that is the man here.
You can give the man full blame and somebody else partial blame.
I went on a date, it was the first date, so it was like not deep at all. But man, and I'm like, I was like, he is too good to be true. Gorgeous, successful. Oh yeah, he was definitely married. I found out on later, but like there was no trace of it at all. And I was so upset. I was like, had I known, obviously I would have cut off all correspondence. It was terrible.
That is an awkward situation.
And people, I won't just say guys, but can be the worst.
Yeah, let's not just slam the dudes. Women cut out too. Casey, hey, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Yeah. My question is, we all have our stories where we've all been cheated on. Why are we blaming anybody other than ourselves? Just don't react to it. If it happens, walk away. That's going to cause more detriment to the other person anyhow. You can't blame the person they cheated with. You have to blame your partner. But you can't get upset. You just got to be like, you know what? Screw it.
Casey,
if you don't react to it, it's going to piss them off even more.
Casey, your girlfriend knows that you are with your man. Your girlfriend then hooks up with your man. You can't blame her?
If they did it, then they are not going to have any part of my life.
Okay.
And I think that's easier said than done. You know, if we're talking about people that you might have been in a relationship with for 5 years. You might share a home. You might share a dog. You might share kids. Like, I think that's easier said than done than just be like, don't react. If you react, then blame yourself.
Well, I think she's just saying you deserve more, and rather than just unleash it, it takes so much energy and emotion. Get yourself together and, like, move on with your life, because you deserve better than that.
Hey, Bethany, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. Is it fair to blame the side girl?
No, I agree with most of you guys and just being like, if you don't know her at all, when you do find out about it, because it is instinct to want to know what the girl looks like to see if you look better. I mean, it might make me feel a little better. I've actually been in the position where I've been the girl cheated on, and it was high school at the time, and it was god awful. And the girl actually knew we were together for 3 years, and I find out about it through random people, and I stayed with him. I didn't blame her. I didn't say anything to her. She made my life, though, a living hell, and it was just really bad. But either way, I don't think it's your job to shame other people. Now, if it's your friend, I'm sorry, but I'm shaming her.
All right. No, I understand that. And there's going to be mixed emotions. Hey, thanks so much for calling in for this. We really appreciate it. I just hope that one day, if or when my wife Lindsay cheats on me with another man, I hope he's hot as hell. Because if he's uglier than me, oh boy, that's going to hurt. That's really going to hurt.
Why do you say if or when?
Oh, well, I'm not that good of a husband, so. I can understand if my wife eventually got fed up with me. I love you, Lindsay. I really do. I'm trying to be a better husband. All right, hey, speaking of dumb people, your dummy of the day is coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie.